brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. This is a short segment. We're going to take calls. I'll do a brief review of Obama 2016. I'm going to do a high-produced one later this week with documents and things. But I finally went and saw it. Pretty powerful, but I'll give you my take on it. And then we're going to go to everybody that's holding. We're going to go to Brendan here in a moment. Then we're going to go to Ron in Hawaii. And then we'll get to folks like Sean and Cliff and then Billy in Tennessee listening on 1490 AM WJOC. So that is all coming up ahead of Mike Adams popping in for about 15 minutes, where Michelle Obama wants to tell you what you're supposed to eat, but GMO, pesticides, herbicides, and hormones, that's good for you, because, you know, organics, you don't want it. There's a big PR push against that right now. So that's all coming up. Right now, let's go to Brendan in Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for it's always nice to talk to you. Last time I talked to you was down in Chantilly, Virginia. I was walking up with Joe Bannister, actually, and when you were up on the corner. And
hey, good to meet you, brother. Yeah, I remember sitting and hanging out talking to you guys.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, first of all, just a shout-out to everyone. I won't go through their names or what other citizen journalism .coms they may work for, but everyone who was at that steakhouse in Chantilly, I'm the guy who bought you the tequila and Irish whiskey shots. But anyway,
thanks. That was a big help for my waistline.
And well, we didn't want to bug you. You were talking to Joe and everything, but it was a great time. And I'm just a small businessman, and I decided to go to Chantilly. And I knew that that's where the action was. I knew there was going to be a great bunch of people. I got interviews with Stuart Rhodes and a whole slew of people. So the power of citizen journalism, I mean, you've got it nailed, and you had a really tight schedule. Let's just say it was not a calm and cool day. It was pretty balmy down there, and you guys were really hammering
out. But I got plenty of liquids. The tequila was a big, big help. They recommend that, like after a two-a-day, to drink some tequila.
Exactly, cactus juice. It's good for you. Plus, if there are no GMOs.
It's good for giving you hangovers, yeah.
So the power of citizen journalism, I met Julio that was just on. I met all the We Are Change Wisconsin, We Are Change Minnesota people. Great bunch of people, and you really give us a shot in the arm when we see how you pull it off, and some of these other guys were doing their own live streams. And people need to not forget that you can do this too. I know it seems like the world's coming in on you, but it doesn't matter. You have to get out there, because it's better to do it now than to be further behind the eight ball and trying to do it later. And you always speak out on that, and I'm glad that you do. And then the next point that I wanted to make was the power of preparedness, which is awesome. I've called the tip line before and said, hey, this is a huge market. This is a year ago. This is when the quote-unquote quickening we were starting to feel. But I spoke to you about it on air.
No, I know. I need to promote that more, because here I am. I'm getting prepared. I'm trying to put in solar. I got rainwater collection. I'm getting extra storable food. And then I'm not even really out there promoting it to my listeners with sponsors and stuff. So great win-win-win. Promote good products we've tested. But also, fund our other media operation to be able to fight the globalists and hopefully back them off. But if people aren't getting prepared, they are insane. There is a very good chance it's going to be a catastrophic depression. Hopefully we back it off and it's just a depression/recession. But, I mean, I've got the economic stack here. Moody's is saying negative outlook that Europe's going to implode. That's CNBC. Government's digging in. The banks are engineering all this to be their takeover. So, yeah, let me tell you, prepare for the worst, hope for the best, pray for the best. But, by the way, we have finally coming out a film I've done with Joel Skousen that'll be out in about a month or so that is extremely powerful, breaking all that down. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the fourth day of September 2012, and here we are, yet another live hour of syndicated radio dedicated to human liberty, dignity, and freedom, transparency in government, the family, and humanity winning and going into the future. We are here back live, and I will get into incredible news here in my stack. Just unbelievable. With the Department of Defense and TSA now arresting peaceful protesters who try to fly and holding them as terrorists and listening. And we have the official documents, the ACLU got, saying protesting is terrorism. Well, yeah, they say liberty lovers are terrorists. So that article is up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It dovetails with two of our big reports that are still top stories, right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com. TSA now grabbing people's drinks after they go through the checkpoints. Something buy at Starbucks or McDonald's, they come and grab your drinks right after they see you buy it. As just an act of pure domination. I'm going to explain why they're doing that and rolling checkpoints out on the streets. And we've got Mike Adams popping in for about 10, 15 minutes to talk about this incredible new Blitzkrieg PR campaign where they're coming out and saying that, oh, you know what, organic, you don't need that. It's not good. No, stuff with pesticides in it. It's really good for you. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. Now, I'm going to do an official analysis of this coming up in the next few days. It's on my radar to shoot a special video and put it together for the nightly news and the radio, because this film was so profound that I think I'm going to go back and see it again, because I'm going to be honest with everybody. I had a couple red wine toddies Saturday night. I got to completely quit drinking. I mean, why exercise, jog, run, do all this, and then and swim, and then still, you know, eat chocolate cake like I did last night and drink red wine? But long story short, I went with my buddy Shane Steiner and his girlfriend and my wife. We had a great time. I was thinking, yeah, this will just be a neocon movie. And it was anything but a neocon movie, except for one facet, and freaked me out, quite frankly, because I knew everything in the film. But the fact that Dinesh D'Souza would come out with something like this shows very high-level globalist connections. And so either he's a very smart guy who just hasn't broken through to the final level, or he's a really evil person. Because if you put something out like this that's actually very thoughtful and deep, but and very well cinematography was done very well, a very impressive style, kind of a new style, I have to say. If you put something out like this and have that level of knowledge, but don't give people everything, it made me very upset. So, you know, here I am plugging it. It was only in a few theaters a couple of weeks ago, and now it's in theaters everywhere and has been selling out. If you really want to get a bare knuckles film, not cinematically as gorgeous, some spots of it are, then you want to see The Obama Deception free online and see more than 40 million times on YouTube and Google Video alone. Because even though it was made 3.5 years ago, it will really explain what's going on with Obama. This film didn't. And again, I wrote some notes while I was in the theater, but it was like 9 o'clock at night, and I was sitting there holding my wife's hand, and I didn't really go over all the points I wanted to. So I think I'm probably going to go see it probably tonight or something, and then I will write a bunch of notes up on Obama 2016 and do an official breakdown of 2016's Obama's America. But here's the basic fact at the heart of it. The author who had a bestseller in 2010, who was a big Reaganite, born in India, Dinesh D'Souza, he wrote it and co-directed the film with John Sullivan. It was produced by Gerald R. Molin. It's based on his 2010 bestseller, The Roots of Obama's Rage. Now, here's where the film is accurate. And it does kind of talk to you like you're 8 years old. But for the general public, that's an advanced political concept. Most political stuff is at the age of about a four-year-old. Bob the Builder, can we build it? Yes, we can. Obama tells Bob the Builder that he didn't actually build that. The people that animate the series on PBS didn't actually animate it. So Obama says to Bob the Builder and the makers, you didn't build that, but thanks for the theme song. And thanks for the catchphrase, little attempt at humor, folks, that I thought of. Because, you know, I marvel at that. Every once in a while, I let my kids watch TV, and Bob Builder was one of them. You know, I noticed when Obama was running four and a half years ago, and it started, you know, yes, we can. You know, Bob the Builder, can we build it? Yes, we can. See, so that's how my brain works. I'm kind of digressing. You know, normal political propaganda is at about a four-year-old level. This is about at a 6 or 7, 8-year-old. So I found that refreshing. If you want something at a college freshman level, it's simple, it's laid out, but there'll be some terms you'll want to write down, some things you want to look into. If you know, I don't think you're idiots. In fact, the globalists admit they've dumbed things down to create a feedback loop to make you have a child like mine? My answer is just give you sophisticated ideas and that you will then, you know, be able to deal with it. But I think you're winners. You know, I don't think you should all be exterminated. I'd like to try to build myself up and everybody else up. You know, I can kind of feel the, you know, the karma, you know, the reap what you sow, whatever you want to call it, that just the idea of dumbing people down or keeping them in the dark to control them just makes my soul shake. Soul shaking. Yeah, the old timers knew what they were talking about. Why do they say you shake when you're doing evil things? Because your soul's quaking. You're going against God's law. Your body doesn't want to do it. Okay, getting back to the film. At its core, it explains that Obama came from Kenya, so it kind of props up that foggy thing. We know who he really says he is isn't true. We know he has this huge CIA background. They don't mention any of that. They kind of follow a lot of false narratives at that level. But the big thing they explain that is true is that Obama wants to destroy America. He wants to hurt America. He wants to impoverish America. And he wants to lower our standard. Not build up the third world, because the globals actually say this. I mean, the writer of the film knows what he's talking about. The globalists want a post-industrial world. Only certain reservations of high-tech government and industry will be allowed to go into the future. The rest of us are to be walled off. The UN is to be all-powerful, as another UN minion is in the news saying today. Top Asian first minister, global UN police force to enforce global government. Malaysian first minister, the secretary of the Security Council will pave the way to setting up a world parliament and a world cabinet, making the UN the most powerful in the world and having full authority on Earth. Full authority on Earth. Boy, I mean, does that sound good, just the common sense out there, to have one big giant authority that can't be checked or balanced? No, it sounds like Antichrist stuff, doesn't it? But the point is, wow, to have Republicans actually be honest and say, because, I mean, you start letting truths out like that, they're not going away, that Obama is a globalist who is anti-colonialist, and so he doesn't want to raise up the other countries. He wants to lower everybody, because that's the big secret. In the Copenhagen Treaty, they want to have double the shutdown of industry, or right at double, in the third world what happens here. And the money that they take from the rich West doesn't go to the poor folks to build them up. It goes to the global government to dominate everybody, because the name of the game is control. So to make a long story short, I'll do a full review. I'm going to go see it again so I can write notes. Is that they don't explain to you, though. They almost act like colonialism's good. Well, they don't almost. They talk to what they say is Obama's brother. And the brother talks about how things got worse once the colonialists left. Well, because the colonialists were never kicked out. They learned to claim they pulled out, leave their corporate interest in there, and let puppets come and go so they could do 10 times the abuse of you. They just quit calling it colonialism and called it globalism. And the only place where colonialism is really being practiced in the old way is in the old world and the first world. Old Europe, Eastern Europe areas, but Russia, some areas of Asia, but also in the industrialized world. It's a post-industrial world where the economy is designed not to expand, but to contract. And all the policies done in the third world to block development and things in the old days under colonialism and only let the central nation states of Germany, the Dutch, the French, the Spanish, the U.S. has been imperial for 150 years at least. In the past, you did only have the central predatory tribal country allowing finished goods. Our country had the Revolutionary War mainly over the fact they wouldn't let you have value-added finished goods here. So they go over that but don't explain that the globalists are engaging in that. That's why they pay to ship our jobs overseas and put laws in where we can't build and shut us down. They're practicing colonialism on us, but not by nations. The banks are doing it.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Calls, and then Mike Adams is coming up for a quick update, and then more of your calls after that and other important news. But finishing up with Obama 2016, I'm going to have to go see it again and write notes because there were so many points. And we're probably going to get Dinesh D'Souza on the broadcast as well. But the point is, it's a totally different angle, and it's more accurate than just saying Obama's a Muslim who wants to kill us. I mean, really, he is a globalist, but Dinesh is just saying, no, he's somebody that's more of a socialist or communist who wants to redistribute your wealth to the third world. But it's more sophisticated than that. You've got the colonialists, which were conquered by finance capitalists to a great extent by 1815, and then expanding from then on out with 1913 in our country, who aren't just trying to use Western wealth to dominate the Third World, but that are using colonial policies here domestically on us. For those that haven't read the writings of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, why were they so mad? They couldn't get a license to ship goods to England. You had to go through certain British traders, even though they were British citizens, who came from good families to boot. Only people from England were allowed to ship it back to the empire. They were treated like a pure colonial situation. Because they were. They were colonies, but they had rights as Englishmen that there had been multiple civil wars over in England. So really the civil wars of that country came here. It's not like we were against England. It was a continuation of people saying, look, I go out here and clear all this land, and then I'm not allowed to even have it. I've got to sell it to a land broker who's got a connection to the governor. So it was this nepotism and a few insiders. It was monopoly crony capitalism. And they were like, we don't like this. You weren't allowed to have a gun. You couldn't make a shovel. You couldn't make a rake. You couldn't build something. That's why they have the Stamp Act. Not just to come in and put stamps on things in your house as a property tax, but to also come and know what you had. Because this rake doesn't have a certified mark that it was made in England or that it came in on a ship. You're not allowed to have value added. People are like, hey, man, I'm a good blacksmith. I want to make guns. I want to make hoes. I want to make pickaxes. Well, you can't. George Washington wrote about he had all this land that he worked hard on, growing hemp, you name it. And to buy a gentleman's clothes, he'd have to pay 20 times what they cost in London or if somebody made them there to have the finished product. His carriage, I've read his letters, the green and black carriage he had that you had to have for business, to put on the airs. Cost 30, 40 times what it should have. And he had to go through these corrupt brokers and all this stuff. He had to get a special military commission to be able to get around all that. They wouldn't give it to him, even though he'd been the militia leader and helped expand all these territories and been in all these battles. That's what it was really all about. And see, that's what colonialism isn't just the liberal version of evil white people going and taking over areas. In many respects, with the Christian missionaries and people, they actually helped bring industry and did actually build people up in earlier colonialism. There were certainly abuses, but they really wanted to build them up and educate them so they could, quote, save their souls. But if you get into later colonialism, and it's a complex issue. It's hard to boil it all down and simplify it. They realized, hey, let's not build up anything. Let's keep them in squalor, purely export raw materials out of the countries, send them back to the mother empire, and use that as a tool of control, both to control the raw materials that you overcharge the manufacturers for, and then you overcharge people that are buying it back in the colonial holdings when the finished goods come back in. And so if you look at globalism, shutting down our industry, shutting down our power plants, tax incentives to move to China, $22 billion to move General Motors to China in the Volt and Cadillac factories, really what it is a twisted neocolonialism that's full-spectrum dominance against the Third World, but also the First World, but because they can control the Third World better, like China, a mega-Third World, old world, they are using that as a new command base to leverage out, not to just dominate commerce, but to end commerce. Once they're done imploding our economies, they're going to implode the Chinese economy and then try to bring in a global collapse where, again, the bankers loan out more fiat they control to further consolidate and dominate towards a global government that's dictatorial, that can launch wars and release bioweapons to reduce populations and force inoculations on populations worldwide, as they've stated they'll do, to, again, sterilize and reduce population, to take the Chinese population reduction model and expand it worldwide. So that's what's happening. Obama is an anti-colonialist. He's the ultimate colonialist. But it's true that he wants to destroy our industry. But because he's a globalist engaging in neo-feudalistic colonialism against the West. The New World Order is colonizing the West. It's banks, not countries.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Starting today, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale starting today. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
A decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open: total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew, son. Yeah.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, finishing up with the Obama 2016 film. Hate him. You love him, hate him, you don't know him. Well, actually, I do know him, and I want to give everybody the truth of Obama. He is a CIA global-created minion who wants to destroy America. The CIA itself was created by foreign banks out of OSS and the National Security Act and has been strangling the Republic ever since, shipping in narcotics, funding Miss Magazine to destroy the family, funding and controlling UNESCO to demonize and confuse people's sexual orientation. That's what's going on that front. The NSA openly spies on us without warrants illegally. And the makers of this film do admit Obama wants to destroy our country, which is a big admission by Republicans, but because he's anti-colonial. No, our countries are seen by the global bankers that are colonizing with a new form of deindustrialization where they reverse development. They go in and wreck things to consolidate it to make you poor to control you. So it's a process of racing to the bottom by design, as Ross Perot warned. So it's a new type of extermination capitalism, which uses socialism to control people at the grassroots, but crony monopoly capitalism on the top. So I don't know what you call it. Neo-feudalistic. The best term would be neo-feudalistic colonialism. Neo-feudalistic, eugenics-based, planetary, bankster-controlled, finance capital-controlled colonialism, or to give it a short term, world government of, for, and by private banking cartels to establish a deindustrialized, neo-feudalistic, serf-based colonialism. Or just hell on earth would be a better term. Standardizing evil, standardizing destruction. Satan's plan. I don't know what you call something this wicked. But banning gardens worldwide. UN murdering villagers from Latin America to Asia, from Burma to Nigeria, just lining whole villages up, machine gunning them, back of the newspaper, Al-Qaeda lining people up, shooting them, blowing up churches, all NATO funded, just hell on earth. For about 10 minutes, Mike Adams joins us, and I promise I'll get to the callers who've been holding the longest, like Ron and Cliff and Billy and Sean and Fred. I'll at least get to all of you. But, I mean, that's it. This is the new model of colonialism. Globalism is banker occupation, banker colonialism, where they colonize your family, they colonize your body, they kill you, they own the medical system. They never say, why is everybody getting cancer? It's like, oh, we got treatments, they're giving it to you. It's colonization by Satan, basically. It's the Royal Commission of 49 put out by the British. But now that we're so close to it, they spin it and say, oh, there's no mention of globalism. Oh, no, he wants globalism to help the poor. No, globalism is colonialism under a new name, but not an old-fashioned colonialism that actually had some good points to it. Does it depend on how it was implemented? All right, I'm done. They sell colonialism like it's good, while claiming Obama's against it when he's carrying out a modern, particularly carcinogenic form of it. But I want to talk to the filmmaker to see if he... Because so many of these intellectuals are smart, but to a level. Because they're not bad people. They can't imagine what's really going on. Oh, it makes my brain burn. Okay, shifting gears to something incredibly important. I thought of one guy last night when I saw this. My wife goes, uh-oh, it's on Yahoo. Uh-oh, it's on Wired. Uh-oh, it's on Drudge. It's everywhere. There's a full tilt rollout. ABC News, CNN, New York Times, Stanford, the Research Institute, in there with DARPA. They say organic isn't any better than regular. And before I read the articles, I said, it's going to admit it has the same mineral or vitamin content, which has been proven in independent studies not be true. You're on manure and other old-fashioned forms or on good soils with all sorts of bacteria in it. There's all sorts of trace elements, you name it. They only looked at narrowly defined vitamins and minerals, a lower spectrum than what you really need, because I've read part of the study, it's long. And they go on to admit in footnotes, oh, but there are pesticides, herbicides, other toxic chemicals in the cheap pesticides they're using. It's really just toxic waste. Fluoride, you name it. But I mean, in high dosages, everybody needs a little bit of fluoride. Mercury, lead, all of this is in there. And they go on to say, yeah, and there's hormones too. Yes, synthetic ones. And then no discussion of the GMO angle, that it's genetically modified. And in all those studies, it's causing all sorts of reproductive problems in the lab rats, in the mammals, that it's given to. So there's no discussion. It's like there's the same calorie nutrient content that they actually say in McDonald's meat compared to grass-fed, which is just asinine. And It's because they're desperate. They're losing. Folks, they can be defeated. These people may be ruthless and in control, but they've been pushed back and defeated many times. They've just never been routed out. And if we ever push them all the way back, we've got to rout them out because this stuff's like cancer. It'll come right back. Again, they're not all powerful. This same elite interbred in England back in 1850 for three generations and created monstrosities thinking it would create supermen. They've got a scientific nightmare plan, but it's an old one they won't deviate from. They can be defeated. We know their plan. And so it goes over all this. But Michelle Obama says in her second term, they want to impact nature of food and grocery stores, put taxes on fat, salt, you name it. But nothing about additives, nothing about all the additives in TV dinners of silicone and petrochemicals in it, toxic waste, addictive, toxic. No discussion of bad fats versus good fats, burned fats, trans fats versus healthy fats like fish oil, the omegas, all those. No. Just federal control over your food, like they're trying to do in a beta test in New York. Stanford scientists cast doubt on advantages of organic meat and produce. That's New York Times. Here's another one. Study sees no nutritional edge in organic food. USA Today. Organic food doing healthier than non-organic food, but always the fine print. Oh, but we're not talking about all the pesticides or the dead soil or the a total lie. But you can tell it's a PR rollout. It's everywhere. Organic farms not necessarily better for environment. And it goes on and on. Now, let's just stop right there. What they don't explain to you is, again, all the pesticides and the rest of it, or that the elites themselves, from China to the United States, from Monsanto Laboratories to Bill and Melinda Gates facilities, it's total organic, total filtered water obsession, absolutely, totally obsessed. All of them are obsessed with nothing but pure organic. It's on record. Look it up. Because they know. They are Trojan horsing us, their eugenicists, and they've been caught doing it. I give you Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. He has a new article, just went up at InfoWars.com and NaturalNews.com. Flawed organic food study, really just a media psyop to confuse the public about organics when pushing GMOs. And you know why? I read his article. It's excellent. We're going to go over it. The one area he didn't cover is, well, he did cover it, but not. They're at a tipping point. Once more people want organic than the other, suddenly it's going to get cheaper because competition comes into the market, and they know everyone, when given the choice, will go for organic because it tastes better, looks better, lasts longer, everything. There's about to be a tipping point. We are on the verge of a tipping point, and I predict false flags against organic food producers where psyops will put stuff in the food to demonize organic. I predict that next. I know the enemy. I know they're mine. Mike Adams, thanks for popping in. I'm ranting. Give us your take on this.
Thank you, Alex. But you're right on the money on this. This is a total media psyop. And it's probably no coincidence that this is happening right as Proposition 37 is being considered in California. That's the proposition that would simply require genetically modified organisms to be labeled on the foods. So we know what we're eating. We can make a consumer choice in a free market when we have good information. But they're resisting that. You also mentioned something else that's huge. The reason that they're so desperate coming out with this kind of information now is because we, in the alternative media, in the alternative movements, have been so successful at educating people about GMOs, about pesticides and how they cause Alzheimer's and dementia and cancer and many other terrible health conditions.
Lower IQ in societies that have heavy pesticide. I mean, if it kills bugs, it hurts your brain.
Hey, and don't forget, there's a form of fluoride called cryolite that is sprayed as an insecticide on grapes and other crops. They don't tell you about that. You don't find that in organic foods either. Now, the media spin on this study is complete hogwash. It is a total lie, not a bit of truth in it. First of all, the study, so-called study, is actually just a review. They did not test one single food for this study.
They reviewed, they admit, dozens of studies they cherry-picked.
Exactly. And even when they did that, they found that organic foods have significantly lower levels of pesticide exposure and significantly lower levels of superbugs, the antibiotic-resistant MRSA or bacteria strains that can kill you. They admitted that organic food has lower levels of that and lower levels of pesticide, but then you've got the media spinning this and saying, oh, it's no different. It's extraordinary, but it's a full-on psyop assault on organic foods, and I think you're right. They're probably going to false flag the organic foods industry.
Well, I mean, I know their playbook. It's not like I'm a high school football coach that's played another coach from across town for 15 years who's never changed his playbook. I know what they're going to do. I know how they're Do you agree with me? Because I don't just say this to give, you know, the troops good news. I just report what I find. We're at a tipping point. The system knows it. They're panicking. That's why they're moving on all fronts. The consciousness is awakening. People are either going deeper into denial or awakening. But those of us that are awake are the equivalent of 20 regular zombies. And so we're now causing an exponential awakening.
The tipping point, Alex, is that people are tired of being poisoned. I don't care what political spectrum you come from, if you're a tree hugger, if you're a patriot, if you're a libertarian, you don't want to be poisoned. And you don't want to poison your children with fluoride and GMOs and pesticide residue that the corporations have been lying to us for decades over, even generations, saying it's safe. Meanwhile, cancer rates are skyrocketing. Alzheimer's is the next new big profiteering disease that Big Pharma is counting on.
And there's no discussion of why is it up thousands of percentage points and neurologic. They don't call it Alzheimer's when your 25-year-old gets it. They go, neurological diseases are way up.
Right. And autism. Autism now. I mean, look at the skyrocketing rates of autism. There has got to be a chemical component to this. We know vaccines are probably involved.
It's part of the cocktail trigger. Yeah. Let me ask you that. If it's gone from 1 in 25,350-something 30-something years ago to 1 in 58, depending on the study, summer in South Korea, it's like 1 in 30-something. What is that 1,000 percentile point increase? Is that like, how many thousands of percentile increase is that?
It's like tens of thousands of percent increase. I don't have the math right in my head on that, but it's a huge, huge increase if you actually do the math. And the scientists can't explain it. They said, well, it couldn't be anything in the food. It couldn't be the vaccines. Meanwhile, you've got children in India getting polio from the polio vaccines. I mean, the vaccines are causing the diseases. It's
my grandfather used a cyanide-based anti-fly medication on his cows, and he and all the ranchers that ended up using it, all of them ended up dying of lung cancer when they were 50-something years old. It wasn't, I mean, and then later it came out, that pesticide, if you breathe it, you were dead. It's kind of like our troops breathing the DU. It's a death sentence. But they didn't care.
They remember, this is a big, this story about attacking organics is really designed to confuse the public so that they can make people eat GMOs and think that GMO crops are identical to conventional crops. That is a line straight out of Monsanto's playbook. That's exactly what they say, except when they go to the U.S. Patent Office, they say, no, give us a monopoly over the seed because it's different. So on one hand, they say it's the same as regular foods, but on the other hand, they say it's different, give us a patent, and they get the patent. So how can it be the same and be different at the same time?
Do we know why BT corn in all the big studies, people just type in GMOs linked to organ failure deformities in lab animals. You'll get thousands of reports. I mean, it's not debated. Clearly, from what I researched, they're engineering things into there that aren't just the traits they're stacking or claiming. But, I mean, what's happening when the rats are dying, but we're supposed to eat it?
Well, yeah, the rats are dying. The cats are dying. When they conduct these experiments on cats with chemical exposure, they're now finding what's called transgenerational epigenetic inheritance, which means that if you are exposed to pesticides and fungicides today, your great-grandchildren will exhibit the neurological damaging effects of those same fungicides, even if they themselves were never exposed to them, Alex. This is a multi-generational poison.
And by the way, they mentioned that in the science fiction movie, The Island, where it's a clone, but it still gets the memories of its other clone. That's an exaggeration, but you're right. The genetic engineers have now proven there is genetic memory, not just instinct being passed. So our retardation, literally in our genetic code, in the 94% they said was junk, it wasn't. Those recordings are now being passed to our children, and our very genetic code is being damaged. Talk about absolute crime, not just killing one person, but robbing the species of its vigor.
Absolute evil, Alex. This is the attempted annihilation of the genetic line of most of the population through the foods, through the fluoride, through the vaccines. This is genocide. And the mainstream media is going along with it and saying, eat the poison, poison your children. Just go along with it. Don't worry. You know, be confused. Maybe you'll just buy the poison and you won't know the difference.
And notice we're the command base. The whole world's saying no. They'll go in militarily and plant in countries like Brazil, France, where the farmers burn it down because they know what's going on. Here, we are leading the world in all these diseases because we're the beta test, because we were the freest. We're the folks the globalists hate. They're soft killing us.
You know, Obama apologized a year ago or so for the experiments on the Guatemalan prisoners, the medical experiments funded by the U.S. government back in the, I think, the 1940s.
It was on children, too. They shot them up with syphilis.
Absolutely, yeah. What about the experiments taking place on the entire consuming population today? GMOs are an experiment, a medical experiment. The vaccines are all experiments. These pesticides are experiments. We're all lab rats worse than Guatemala. Where is the apology or even the recognition of that? We're all going to be thalidomide babies in the next few generations. We're being killed, Alex.
Well, they killed us. No, I mean, Hitler lined me up and shot you, and he got caught and got in trouble. And they went underground. They wrote white papers. It's in my film again. They said, we're going to pose as liberals, and we're going to put it in the food and water. We're going to kill everybody. And then we'll make money as we kill them running the hospitals, and we'll have brainwashed doctors that are compartmentalized and just want to drive around on their jet boats all day who'll kill people for us who aren't even really conscious of it. They're just lazy.
Yeah. Well, my message to all patriots, anybody who wants to have a future, is eat GMOs, avoid the poisons, eat only organics. Pardon my misspeak there. God, they're starting to get into my brain, Alex.
Well, the globalists, all of you that love the system, eat nothing but McDonald's.
Yeah, right. Take your vaccine shots. Eat more GMOs. It's insane. Drink your fluoride. I mean, did you see the fluoride story that we did last week? Where the Chinese companies that export it say, oh, this is a pesticide, this is a nuclear industry chemical, and you can put it in your water. I mean, that's the way they openly describe it.
Well, they also admit, again, the main exporter worldwide is China, but the U.S. produces a lot of its own out of Florida and places like that. They admit there's hundreds of other chemicals in this stuff. This is the poison they can't put in the fertilizer, because they mine that out of these mines, for folks that don't know, limestone mines, same place. One of the biggest manufacturers is uranium mines. They take the extra waste and put it in our water and just call it the hydrofluorosilic acid, or however you actually pronounce it. And then people get confused with calcium fluoride that you do need a little bit of, that's in some of the longevity products and others, a tiny amount to activate the other minerals and vitamins. They don't know that's different than the other variants we're talking about, which are in massive amounts and toxic.
Yeah, it's completely different. And the poison is in the dose. So you can handle, in fact, your body needs trace elements of these so-called even heavy metals. You need a little bit.
But when they give you massive amounts of the hydrofluorosilic acid, if I'm pronouncing it right, and all the others from the scientists I've talked to, it then blocks the uptake of all the other minerals and things. That's why they overdose you with that, and then it acts as an adjuvant to accelerate the other chemicals they're putting in.
Look, the bottom line is that patriots need to know that you got to take care of your body if you want to have a chance at anything. I mean, you have to maintain your cognitive function. Your brain needs to be able to work so you can think critically, so you can stay awake. Your listeners, Alex, talk about being awakened. How are you going to stay awake? You got to get off these chemicals if you want to stay awake. Otherwise, you're just going to be
sure.
a zombified drone like most of the population today.
In closing, I'm going to hit a few final calls. I appreciate you popping in. Your article's excellent, breaking this down at Natural News. And PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Get this out to everybody. Fight back against their tyranny. I'm going to send it out on Twitter as soon as this hour ends at Real Alex Jones here in a moment. But in closing, do you agree with me, though, that this is a desperation when they're now trying to tell people that organic, you know, is the same, except there are some pesticides and stuff in it? I mean, this seems like they're desperate.
They're clearly desperate, and it's a result of the success of organizations like InfoWars and your show actually telling the truth about the importance of nutrition in establishing freedom and liberty. If you want to be a free person, you have to be a healthy person and not be a victim slave to the medical establishment. And you've been really powerful.
Well, our listeners have. It's so important for them to get this out. Great job, Mike Adams. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
There goes Mike. Let's jam in some calls. I didn't even get to this yet. I mentioned it. But I'm going to cover it on the nightly news tonight and tomorrow in more detail. Activists put on terror watch lists to prevent him from protesting DNC, and they arrested him saying protesting is terrorism, and it says in the manual that protesting is illegal and that it's terrorism, and they asked prosecutors to keep him in jail so that he couldn't protest. I mean, it's like Soviet Russia or something. Let's go to Ron and then Sean and others. Ron in Hawaii, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Alex. I wanted to call two items. I wanted to say thank you very much for your work with InfoWars. You woke my wife and I up about a year ago. You and your family are welcome in our home anytime. I wanted to confirm your TSA story. I was traveling and did a layover in Anchorage, Alaska, purchased a bottled water, drank some of it, put it in my backpack, got in line to get on the airplane, and I was pulled out of line so that they could actually test the water that I had just purchased from one of the vendors inside
the
airport.
And again, they say, well, it might be a bomb. They've already searched you going through, but they even stand outside the Starbucks. That's the footage we have. And you get the coffee, and they do it, and they even laugh. It's a big joke that I'm the government. I'm going to stick something in your drink. Take your shoes off. It's meant to make you feel vulnerable. It's meant to make you feel like just any demand you're going to follow.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for your work. And
Thank you. What did you say to them? What did you say when they wanted to search your water?
Well, it was interesting that 100% of the time I'm actually selected for the extra random security checks. And the two ladies who were in charge sent a young boy over, and they looked through the line, and they looked at me, and it can be quite belittling to people, but I simply stared them down and asked them why they were doing this, and they told me they were looking for fumes for explosives.
Yeah, and again, they knew you're getting on the plane, you're at a layover, you bought the water there, you're past their stupid checkpoint where they teach you how to be a slave so they can then roll it out on the streets. And again, it's about them getting their hands on you, them putting things in your drinks. Soon they admit they're going to want to take DNA. They're downloading your laptops and phones. It's total prisoner induction training. This is what happens to you when you get to prison. Thank you for the call, Ron. Let's talk to Sean in Tennessee, listening on 1490 WJOC. Where are you listening in Tennessee?
I'm listening in Chattanooga, man. I really hope you would come here sometime. I knew you went to Knoxville, the closest you could get.
Well, I almost stopped. I just didn't have time. I just got too much going on, but I wanna come to Tennessee. What's on your mind?
Well, there's a man named Lynn Woolley who's from Houston, Texas there, said he's been on your show, okay? I heard him a couple years ago on Michael Savage saying that you have actually been on Russian TV and stuff like that, and just some really strange things Mr. Woolley was saying about you. I don't know if you're familiar with it. I think that's how his name is pronounced.
Woolley. Is it about George Woolley?
He said that you had talked lots of times with this LaRouche person or something.
I don't know. I go on all sorts of news, and yeah, that is a talking point that I'm that I work for the Russians, because I've been on Japanese TV, been on Israeli TV, Russian TV, U.S. TV, Canadian TV. I'm just the guy from Texas who wants freedom. You know, my fruits are liberty and freedom, but I don't know the Woolley guy you're talking about. I think a George Lynn Woolley, a guy I've protested abortion with here in town, a conservative. But, I mean, what's your question?
Well, I'm wondering what credibility he has. Maybe there's some things that he's not telling people that you know about him.
I don't know who the person is, but no, I work for the Bill of Rights and Constitution of my family. I don't work for Vladimir Putin or anything, but I do go on television shows and talk about liberty and the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and I know these neocon shows, that has been a talking point, because I've seen some other people come out and say it, and they have tiny audiences, and I mean, it's a way to change the subject. I'm like, hey, fluoride's giving us cancer, our cancer rates are up, Harvard admits it, and it's like, you're a Russian. And I'm like, or hey, the UN's announcing world government, and they're like, you're a racist. Or hey, Obama's healthcare is bad, well, you're a racist. You know, Obama takes too many vacations, you're a racist. You're a Russian spy, you're a racist, you work for Israel, you work for the Vatican. You know, I just want freedom. But the question is, what are all of you going to do to fight for freedom?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to
to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.